Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, you are to make them clothes, garments, for what? Two things. For honor, that same word's translated glory. For honor or glory. And for what?
Beauty.
Beauty. They're supposed to be beautiful. You know, a lot of, I won't say a lot of people, some people that preach a twisted message about women, they misinterpret, misapply scripture over in Timothy and in 1 Peter, where it talks about that the women are to be adorned in modest apparel. Does anybody know what modest means? It's not the same as ugly. Right? I think a lot of people thought that that meant the women are to be adorned in ugly apparel. Look it up. It's not in the Greek. It's not in the English. Not ugly apparel. What? I mean, let's be sensible. What does modest mean? Not too high cut, not too low, not too tight, not too thin, but should it be pretty?
Yes.
Could it be attractive?
Yes.
Could it be rich?
Yes.
Stuff?
Yes.
A few names leap to mind that I have come to understand in recent years. I won't do any advertising, but... Phyllis just has a constant stream of fine clothes coming to her. But I tell you what, she has sewn clothes. Over the years, she has given away, I don't know how many clothes. Sow clothes, you reap clothes. Right? You keep sowing better seed, what begins to happen? Begin to get a higher quality harvest coming back to you. Same with me. I've just had better and better stuff through the years. I remember when I first started out, I had two jackets. And they were about as cheap as you could pay for a jacket. So I wore one time, and then I'd change. You know, I'd wear the other one the other time. And there were times when I felt bad about what I had to wear because I'm going somewhere. People are going to see me. I'm going to get up in front of crowds. But it's the best I had. So I'd thank God for it. And we'd have it clean. We'd have it pressed and nice. And I'd say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me up. I'd quote this sometime. Garments for what? Honor and beauty. Right? Honor and beauty. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
Has it always been the will of God?
Yes.
For all His people. Because you got to remember now, Jesus has now made us all priests and kings. Right? Unto the Lord our God. All of us. Let's read some more about it. Tell all who are expert, whom I've endowed with skill and good judgment, that they are to make Aaron's garments to sanctify him for my priesthood. They'll make these garments a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, long sleeve tunic of checkerwork, a turban, a sash, a band. He goes on to say in verse 5, they shall receive from the people and use gold. And blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. Now, who's talking? Tell me who's talking. Is this God's idea?
Yes.
Very specific. Keeps going. They'll make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, fine twine, linen, skillfully woven and worked. It'll have two shoulder straps to join the two back and front edges so it'll be held together. The skillfully woven girding band that's on the ephod will be made of the same gold, blue, purple, scarlet, fine twine linen, and you'll make two onyx and beryl stones and engrave on them the names of the 12 sons of Israel. Skip on down verse 11. With the work of stone engraving, like the engraving of a signet, you'll engrave the two stones. You'll set them in sockets of gold. And you'll put the two stones upon the shoulder straps. He's got gold. What'd you call those? Epaulettes? Gold epaulettes with big honking onyx stones. said this? Whose idea is this? Maybe I need one of these. You'll make the sockets and rosettes of gold. Two chains of pure gold. Not none of this plated stuff now. Somebody said, it's plated. 18 karat. Not good enough. Got to be pure. Through and through. No plated. Just all gold. Boy, don't you know when these guys stepped out for ministry? If it was in the sunshine, people are going, whoo. All this gold, I mean, it's got to be pure gold, bright, these stones. He said, you'll make a breastplate. You'll make it of gold, blue, purple, and the breastplate shall be square and doubled. You'll set in it four rows of stones. The Lord likes stones. He made them, you know. Sardius, topaz, carbuncle, emeralds, sapphire. Now, these are big enough. I mean, they're like this. Jacinth, agate, amethyst, beryl, onyx, jasper, set in gold filigree. My. You'll make the breastplate chains of pure gold, twisted like cords. And he went on to describe, it's all gold and it's all these jewels. I won't necessarily read the whole thing, but he goes on to talk about. Let's see. Verse 31, the robe of ephod is to be all blue. There'll be a hole in the center of it to slip over the head. And it'll be a binding of woven work so that it may not fray or tear, the Amplified says. So the Lord don't like tore and frayed stuff. Right? He said, make it this way so it doesn't frazzle and fray. He don't want to see all this torn and frazzled stuff. I'm reading the Bible now, right? Yeah. He goes on to say, you make the pomegranates of blue and purple, verse 33, gold bells. My. Then he talked about him a hat, a turban. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, holy to the Lord. Fasten it on the front of the turban with a blue cord. Verse 38, it'll be on Aaron's forehead. Verse 39, weave the long sleeve tunic of checker work, fine linen, silk. Make a turban of fine linen or silk. Make a girdle, the work of an embroiderer. You'll make long sleeve tunics and belts and sashes and caps for what? For what?
Glory.
And honor and beauty. And you'll put them on Aaron, your brother, and his sons with them. You'll anoint them and ordain them and sanctify them that they may serve me as priests. My. Very specific. He says, this is how I want them dressed when they come in to minister before me. How many believe this would have been expensive? What would this have cost today? Huh? You went in to the tailor and you said, I want this made like this. It's got to be out of these certain materials. What do you think the bill would be? We're talking about one suit. And then you have to go over to the jeweler because half of this outfit's jewelry. And you say, I want you to make this and you got to have these certain kind of stones and it got to be this size. How much would it have been? Whose idea was it? The glory of his house. The glory. Are you with me now? Go with me to 1 Kings, I believe it is, and I think we can close with this. 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. I have a lot more, but for time's sake, we won't endeavor to get into it. 1 Kings, Chapter 10. You have to remember, like 1 Corinthians 10 says, that the things that happened that are recorded in the Old Testament are written for our examples. They're written as admonition to us. 1 Corinthians 10, 11, I believe it is, says. How many understand that Solomon's rule and reign is representative of something? The Bible talks about King of Kings. We have page after page that is recorded of Solomon's kingdom and how he operated. It's representative of the Lord himself. And you know, Solomon didn't ask for this. You remember when Solomon became king and he offered all these sacrifices, he gave all these huge offerings to the Lord, and the Lord appeared to him and said, "What? Ask me, what do you want?" What did he say? He said, "I got a big job in front of me here. I'm stepping into my daddy's shoes, King David. I got millions of people in this nation. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding." And the Lord was pleased with that question, wasn't he? He said, "You asked the right thing. And because you asked that, I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for. Riches, strength and honor and glory and long life." It's always been God's will. Right? Always been God's will. Now look at this. It describes down through the 9th chapter all the stuff it took to run Solomon's house. How many millions and millions were coming into him all the time. The Bible said he laid up so much gold that they didn't even want silver anymore. They said, "We got a load of silver." He said, "Ah, take that somewhere else. We already got too much silver. We're only taking gold now." That's right. That's where they got to. Silver was accounted as nothing, the Bible said. That's how rich they were. That's like saying, you know, we don't take $100 bills no more, huh? We only take thousands, so it's just not worth fooling with. Now, you think that sounds funny. I know of a man. I know of a man. I could call his name and where he's at. And somebody was talking to him about a deal, an investment. And they finally got to the numbers, and the return was supposed to be how much?
Like 10 million or something.
10 million. 10 million. And he said, "Oh, I'm not going to fool with that." He's serious. He's got that kind of money. He said, "It's not worth fooling with. Just to make 10 million? Is it, that's what he said. Is it true that the wealth of the sinner is what? Laid up for all this wealth that is stockpiled over all the world and in the hands of the ungodly. Is it supposed to just sit there while ministries do without? While the gospel is not preached all around the world in power? No. Couldn't be the will of God."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.